Yes, and you all set?
Okay. Hi, Bob.
Oh, there we are.
He couldn't hear us. That's why.
Oh.
Yep. I think that's it, right? Patriot, husband, father. We're just checking the name and dedication on the bench for Master Sergeant Michael D. Clark.
We can continue on and I'll work on that.
I think that is correct. I think this might be Bob. Bob, I think the next agenda item is tax relief update while yep. Pam's working on name and dedication of the bench.
Sure. Okay. So I met with the assessor. I met with the assessor a couple of weeks ago and asked the question that does she think that the increase in grand list is large enough that it will automatically increase the amount of the tax relief, the percentage that you currently have? Because if it goes up a certain percentage, it automatically does that. And that was the basis for one of the original increases. And she says she doesn't think so at this time, but we really won't know until that's completed. So the subcommittee is going to be meeting the Thursday afternoon, June 1st, to really take this matter up. And basically, I think I'm going to present to them, to the rest of the subcommittee, that it probably will not automatically happen. If it does, it does, but it probably will not. And so we would have to go back to a proposal that would, you know, increase the amount. And I know Barry, everything you sent down, there were a couple of different options, and we had looked at different options, and that's what we were looking at initially when we left off. We're looking at, if we were going to do it, it would be a step program over a five-year period. That was what initially was being looked at. So those are the things that's what we will be discussing. If you have any questions on that.
And do you need anybody from this committee there, like Barry or anything? I don't want to.
I'm sorry. Want to repeat that?
I just said, do you want anybody from this committee at the June?
We are the same thing. We'll be on Zoom. So if anyone, if you want to, just notify the selectman's office. You can tie in this way. You don't have to physically come up here. Everyone's welcome, but like myself, it's sometimes a lot easier to do it this way.
Yes. Okay.
What time is that, Bob?
It's 1 o'clock. It's between morning golf and afternoon golf.
Okay. That's nice. We're glad you could do that. All righty. So if anybody wants to do that June 1st on Zoom. I don't know if there's an update. Bob, you were going to talk to number 5 was Connecticut General Statutes. Remember, I had given you a copy of the statutes. You were going to just check with the town attorney.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got a chance to do that with budget.
No, still in the, that's still in the process.
All right.
I do have, also, I don't know if you're talking about the Memorial Day yet. I do have an update on some of the things you asked me for that.
In about one more quick thing, just the flag.
Oh, okay, button. That's fine. As long as it's on the.
Memorial Day is the main part.
Download the agenda, so I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay. The flag box is next, which I don't have an update yet. Chris Duffy, got the name of a Boy Scout who would be doing it, but I don't have an update on it. So probably when we see him on Memorial Day, I can grab him and ask him. Otherwise, I'll send an email after. and find out if there's, if they've started anything. Because I did tell him to come up to the town hall and at least check, and sent an email about the caster. So I'll make sure that he has that so we can get that going. And the next toll piece is really about the Memorial Day parade. So who, Bob, you want to update first since you're on Zoom? A couple
of things. Yeah, just so you know, we now have all the service flags, including the new one.
So okay, good.
We'll have that. Also, we had talked about signs on the lineup so people would know where they would be, and they have been ordered, so we will have them, I would anticipate, by next week. So that's all in place. And and Pam has invited the Board of Selectmen to participate at the last meeting, so obviously they will be. That's, I think that's all the item that I had. And you all had a copy of the format. And I don't think that's going to change any. What I don't know, I don't know if you've spoken with the school yet, if as to what songs they're going to be doing, but that can be a last minute thing, because on the agenda we just have patriotic song from the band. And also, the last year the Star Spangled Banner was sung by part of the choral group that the high school has. I don't know if you know they're going to do that or not.
Information, Bob. I haven't heard back from the music guy yet.
Oh, okay.
I sent another email this morning.
Okay.
Asking to let us know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, they've been doing it for a long time. I think we have some new people in there, so I don't know.
I just wanted to firm up exactly what he was going to do. And
yep. Okay.
He was here last year. Dan Ayer, right? Yeah. He was here last year.
The band directors, the choral directors.
I don't know if he does. He's a music teacher, but he's also the head of the
department. Oh, okay. So that might be new, because Katie left. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is high school, not center.
He does both. So.
They probably consolidated that.
I guess so. Kathy, we have the names of the two eighth graders that are going to be reading in Flanders Field and getting very rusty. Are those names now? The high school principal said that they are going to be English department. I don't know if they're going to do this, but they'll know by the 15th.
Okay.
And I've asked Dan, the music guy, to give me the names. The only individuals will be performing will be the Taps. I think we can get their names. We'll put those in the program.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll put it in. I can put the kids' names in the press.
Yeah, because in the past we didn't have that. We couldn't recognize them. So that's good.
Okay.
Pam, you took care of the minister thing?
No, I took care of the minister.
Kathy did.
Oh, Kathy, you did. Okay. I thought somebody had. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah, I already dropped off something this week to the office. So I gave them a draft copy of what the ceremony lineup. And Rich and I had stopped in and talked to him before. So he's well versed.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
And I got Kate Peterson on him too.
Yeah. There you go.
So we're good with him.
We're good. Okay.
The only question I had, which I'm sure Bob knows, like what time should you tell people to be here at the
lineup is at 9:30. Kickoff.
Yeah, that's at the school. But if you're only going to the ceremony,
well, we'd ask them to be there by around 10 so that they don't interfere with the marchers.
Because you don't want cars.
No, yeah, that's why I was checking. I mean, Brandon,
just because some people come from Brandon,
could probably get in the back way, but I want to make sure he knows the road. I put in his note, the roads get closed, so make sure you're here a little bit early, probably 10 or a little before.
Well, they're at 10. The roads don't close at 10 because by the time if we kick off at 10, we don't hit the intersection with Bolton Center Road for almost 5 or 10 minutes. So.
Okay. But
we tend to shut this way, allows whatever traffic gets on there to empty out, and then you have a clear path.
So on the parade, Barry's updated about the school, and he's going to follow up on that. The pastor's all set. We heard nothing about the military flyover. I doubt we're going to hear anything. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear, right?
No.
Mrs. Sawyer, yeah. First electman.
No.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Yeah.
So we filled out everything.
We've been lucky in other years. We'll see how what happens this year.
Yeah, we'll pray. So then we can say, oh, yes, we filled out paperwork.
We
six
did.
Pages for 1 minute. It's all right. I actually sent Chris Duffy an email from the Boy Scouts this week. He sent back, thank you. He's forwarding it to all the Scout leaders. And I emailed the three Girl Scouts also. I did, on the sports teams, I did get something, and his name, Dan something, Belbano or something. He's doing soccer. So he sent me an email and asked me what he needed to do. I sent him an email back with all the information on it for him. So that's done. I don't know whatever happened with the resident trooper. I meant to check with Kathy when I got here because she was trying to contact them. I'm just going to get up and ask while we're here. Thank you. And then I will do the press release when I get all the information. When do you think I should send it? Like a week before?
Yeah, because they need it a week before this way. Otherwise, those guys aren't particularly efficient. So,
all right. So I'll send the press release. I'll put it on my calendar so I don't forget.
Yeah, this way, because I know the JI generally post events going on for Memorial Day, so they can put it in.
It is a yes for the resident state troopers.
Okay, so they're good. We have that validated then.
Make sure Kathy has Kathy Kavanaugh has the press release, and she can put it into a blurb that goes out to the email.
No, I already did that. She's supposed to send it out once in April, once in May. And it had, if there's any questions, call me or whatever. That's how I think I would have gotten the Bolton soccer.
Good
guy. He may have seen it. Did anybody see it in there? You did? Okay, good. Because I forgot to ask my husband if it was in there. I think that's the bulk of it because traction on the veterans riding in parades. And we didn't know what to do about deciding who could go. That's the only thing that's left.
Want to ask again what the thoughts are?
Yeah.
What was the question?
The question's about veterans. We were talking about trying to get cars or something.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Take the veterans in the parade and how we would manage that and who would do it.
Vincent told me to take whatever money we get to get them in the fire trucks.
Getting them in is the problem if they are older.
We thought they could help them in there. Mm-hmm. I talked to him on the last time. He asked me how many I thought were going to be doing it. And I told him he had no idea.
Yeah, that's a little hard to coordinate. But I guess we could, how about you guys all going? Look at him laughing at me. I say, how about you guys all going? From the, look at him.
All these fine
if you're a rod.
I can drive, I'll go. No, I don't. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, I think yeah. that would be nice.
Well, the only question is how to get people back after the ceremony. I mean, you can ride back with the fire department.
Yeah. Just park there and ride back.
The only problem is if they have to go.
Yeah.
They're gone.
That'd be the problem.
And you're abandoned.
Walk back.
It's not that far.
And if somebody needs to, somebody, we sit them down, then we say, stay here. Well, somebody will walk back and we'll get them back.
I just got a message from Mrs. Clark and she said, everything looks good.
Okay. All right. So shall I put something in the press release about veterans? Should we add it if Kathy didn't put it in for May?
If you'd like to ride in a fire truck and you're a veteran, you should call a fire department and arrange for a seat.
Yeah.
You think that Bruce would?
Bob, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard. I'm trying to think what would we.
He didn't say anything. So I'm like,
he's used to deal with Sawyer.
We can all, yeah.
He's like, what other idea is she going to have now?
And yeah, I'm trying to think of people who might have basically open convertibles. That's really what you want.
I know. The only one somebody said, John Toomey said the last time that Stan Starin might have one, and I don't know who else. There were a few names.
I'll have to check.
But that was it.
Yeah, that you know, that people that are around anyways, I would want to do that. All right,
so we can see if we can think of anything else. Maybe I can add it to the little blurb I did for Kathy. If I write her something, she'll just stick it in. She hasn't done it. I think that's basically it. I handed out just a sample. Mine is Kiki Yellow, the boat and Memorial Day ceremony. So Bob, you remember you're doing Master of Ceremony and then you're doing our military salute right. to the fallen.
Right, I have it written down on my old copy.
It's your job. Brandon, we're getting the high school, the girls and the Boy Scouts do the Pledge of Allegiance and you'll call them up. Right. Children's play. So who places the flags? Do we let any child that has a flag place them?
They come up, we can hand them out to them and they place them. Anyone, any child that's...
Don't they usually hand them out before the parade starts?
Yes, I think so. Don't we hand the flags out at the center school?
They march with them.
I think so, because they do march with them.
And sometimes there's an extra bucket of them.
Well, that's right.
Children,
yeah, that's right. Because we had some bulk because some people didn't get them.
Just before the commemoration begins.
Yeah, that's right. We did because we went around with bundles of them for each of the head for the different people of head of each group. We gave it to them so they would hand it out to their people. Yeah. All now right. My feeble memory is remembering that I had to do that. Okay.
All right. So we need to figure out how we're getting the flags from John, too. Is there anything else that we need to get from John? No, right?
Just the road closure.
Well, they're going to be setting up the speaker and the podium and everything that morning. And he can drop them up, and they can drop them up to us at the center school.
And just make sure that you ask him to make sure that the MIA POW flag is being flown. And that the flag is at half mast.
Yep. Until noon.
But he'll know.
You want me to send him a quick email?
Yep.
And we'll say the flags. He doesn't even have to respond. He can just look at it. Okay. Then the bench will leave I'll take it out if we don't.
No, we'll just cross off the day up.
Okay. You don't care? Okay. No. You got greetings. That's Bob. Then this is all high school stuff. So the only there's only a couple things. John to me. I'll email John too, just to remind him. And then I did the piece. I think we're good then.
Yep.
Yes. And so, anything else that anybody can think of?
Let me have a question. Pam.
Huh?
Are we going to do the public thing with the plaque after the ceremony at the library, or
the plaque will be placed at the veterans? Oh my! Is your ears burning?
Nope.
John just walked through.
Yeah, I see.
It will be placed at the up at the veterans. Park commemoration park by the flag.
There are two benches
there. That's where it's going to be placed because there are two at the library already.
Got it. So and we get to that afterwards or a different day, a special day just for that?
Well, we're going to have, as we talked about at the selectmen's meeting, we're going to have a private dedication with the family.
Right. Yeah.
And if it is installed in time, we will dedicate it at the memorial. Day commemoration.
Okay, we can work that in, so that's not a problem.
Yep.
If not, we can and we have a date. We can actually announce it that day that we will be, so everybody knows too. Just a note, because I will forget it. I'll guarantee, unless it's written down somewhere.
Note for Bob.
Put up the MIAPW
flag
on Memorial Day and have the half mask.
And you're see? Good with
it'll
that.
Be there
that's
in,
what
in
we
the,
said. See, I know it'll be all set.
All the military, including the Space Force, will be up on Friday, and then Marky puts or whoever's working puts them out when he comes in on set Monday.
And do you have a wireless mic this year?
That I have no idea. I don't know what they order for that stuff.
And who puts out the microphone?
We put it out, but whatever's here. So I have no idea if it's wireless.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you.
All right.
No, it plugs in. It plugs into the post in the back of the monuments.
I know that.
Okay.
I just remember last year very clearly. I did. Oh yeah, I went down and popped right back up. I gave Bruce Sticks a heart attack.
But you want a wireless mic?
I told him I want a wireless mic because it's in the grass, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we have one.
God forbid we spend money.
I don't think there's anything else then. I have to do the press release.
Yeah, I think you're good for number 7.
Is there anything else that anybody has other than, does anybody know who will be around that day to help in the center school parking lot if we need him?
Bob,
we know Bob
have,
will be there.
Do you have your 3, Bob, that are going to help you line up?
I'm trying to get...
Bob, I'll come. And
also, last time I had my niece was there because her son was into it when Christina was having checked with and my daughter. So if I can get both of them there, that
did you get back to Kathy tonight?
Well, Rich and I and Barry will probably be floating around too.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we should have enough.
Yeah, we Denring. If you have at least 2 people besides myself, it's no problem.
Yeah, so you should have 3 at least,
right.
Then.
Yeah,
four. So we'll be all right then.
Oh, yeah, we'll be just fine.
And we'll put the signs up. Okay, so we'll be good.
And I'm going to give the Veterans Commission credit for the putting up and creating the concept with signs for Veterans Way.
Okay.
So that'll be part of my presentation.
I think we're pretty well set.
I have some
the parade.
I have some. Yep. But now we're for number 8, other.
Yes.
Bob?
Yep.
Do you have information on the luncheon, the military luncheon at the AquaTurf?
Oh, God, not in front of me. It is.
No. This, too, we want to bring up a copy of that.
Do you have the flyer on it right there?
No. No.
But we'll go on. We'll move on. There is a May 18th from 10 to 12:30 at the Army Navy Club in Manchester is a veterans coffee house. For veterans and spouses, significant others are invited for camaraderie, networking, coffee, and refreshments. All veterans welcome. And I'm going to quickly make some copies so everybody can put them on. So I'd love to have a representation from our Veterans Commission to go and talk to some other veterans. On the door, which is sort of our bulletin board, there is a veterans coffee house on Thursday mornings in Willimantic, every Thursday morning.
Who does that one?
I'm going to tell you in just 1 minute. All right. The door.
Sydney, it's okay. She's not going anywhere. Sure. Yeah. Mommy's not leaving yet.
The Eastern Connecticut Veterans Community Center. And it's at 47 Crescent Street in Willimantic. The center is run by volunteers and may not be at the facility at all business hours. The Wyndham Regional Veterans Coffee House is Wednesday from 9 to 11. And the location is at 47 Crescent. Variety of speakers, announcements, updates, camaraderie, coffee, donuts. Veterans of any age and branch of our armed forces are welcome to join us. So that's Wednesday mornings from 9 to 11. So if anybody wants to go at some point, maybe we should get a little gang and go down one Wednesday morning, have coffee.
Sure, as long as I don't have to drive a car with a fob. Dangerous.
Too much. I just wanted to add something that I read today that I thought was very beautiful and wanted to share with everybody. And it's about World War II. And it says, about 6 miles from Maastricht in the Netherlands lie buried 8,301 American soldiers who died in Operation Market Garden in the battles to liberate Holland in the fall and winter of 1944. Every one of the men buried at the cemetery, as well as those in the Canadian and British forces, Canadian and British military cemeteries, has been adopted by a Dutch family who mined the grave and decorated and keep alive the memory of the soldier they have adopted. It is even the custom to keep a portrait of their American soldier in a place of honor in their home. Annually on Liberation Day, memorial services are held for the men who died to liberate Holland. That day concludes with a concert. The final piece is always Il Silenzio, a memorial piece commissioned by the Dutch and first played in 1965 at the 20th anniversary. It's very beautiful. It starts with a couple of stanzas from Taps and then moves into this beautiful rendition and then comes back to the Taps. And I can send this off to you and you can share it with others. But it was very beautiful. And I thought a very special thing that I had not known, that these families have adopted, each family has adopted one of the men in one of the graves.
Very nice.
Anything else from other that anybody wants to bring up?
Nope.
No? Mm-hmm. Good. We're good.
Would then anybody like to go on the 18th for coffee? I'll go make coffee.
You guys, yeah, go make coffee.
Matt, sorry, no, I'm going to wipe myself out.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
We're going to adjourn. Do we have to all in favor? That's bye. We're good. We went, I listened to that diversity training. Pam, did you listen to the diversity training? She probably can't remember with the copy of going.
And they're having this thing around Paco that they're doing the money to set right on there. And then I asked the manager, and they're giving the money to me. I said, well, it's not really helping for veterans, man. A lot of veterans. Yeah. Pretty way to rotate it to.
Well, that was good. You saw that.
Super.
I didn't either. Mm-hmm. I've been inside.
Well, they said I'm on their, their email.
Oh, and it came.
They tell
to
you junk that's happening.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, well, I'm glad you picked that up.
Another thing, I have a friend that has a few convertibles.
Okay.
So they're really nice. Yeah, they were driving dirt roads. So.
I wouldn't drive them either, right? Because
take one question.
Another one. Well, you know, if they have the offers, coffee, cake, or I'll take that if you want to go, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a terrible cook. You want to come? Put a cat. I don't know how many of you saw the Journal Inquirer a couple of days ago. She's going to wander off into the tank.
She's sitting right
She's got dog tag number one, so she has great privilege.
Yes,
she thinks. So one of the things that happened after Sergeant Clark was struck by lightning and tasked was that his family was not honored the right to TRICARE.
Oh, I said that.
I saw that. Yeah.
And I was got right on the phone with Joan to fix this. So we were working on ways to get her some coverage, which we did for a while, but realized that there was a hole in the legislation that if he was on his full-time military, as opposed to active National Guard, the family would get these privileges for healthcare, and they've got little kids. So Joe put in a bill, and he did it bipartisanly. He got a Pennsylvania Republican to co-sponsor it with him. I don't know how he's wired it in the Senate, but I think it was something that will perhaps have legs on it because it's not a big ticket item because there are very few that pass during maneuvers. Of course, some of these helicopter crashes, maybe we should talk about that another time, but we're hoping that we'll see that there is action on that. And so Rachel just said, I also wanted to share that she shared the bill that she's working on with Congressman Courtney. He introduced it last week. So I can share that with Kathy and pass it on to you.
Actually, saw that in his newsletter.
Yes, I get the newsletter.
Yeah, I got his newsletter too. I meant to print it off when I saw it.
Anybody got a message for Rachel? God bless her. She wears a sweatshirt with a patch on it with that says similar to Barry's wording for the plaque on the patch with a flag. So she wears it all the time to sports games and everything. She lives on Route 85.
Yeah.
On the house with the flag, the White House with the flag that's at half mast all the time. If you ever get a chance to stop by or something or drop something off, I'm sure it'll be.
He was, I heard from orthopedic surgeons too that worked with him that he was very well respected, even in his field.
Speak up for me. So we can hear you.
Oh, did everybody hear me here? That
no.
He worked at Children's and at Hartford, I think, too, as a surge tech from being trained in the service and then carried over here. And I can tell you that I saw even my orthopedic surgeon donated on Facebook. A lot of them donated. He was very well liked and very well respected. So sad that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
I think we adjourned.
We already adjourned.
Sydney,
you
want to go?
Say hello? Goodbye. Yeah, now this is the next problem that Kathy has this week. I don't know how. Let's see. End right here. End meeting for all.